Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Desert Island Discs. My special guest this afternoon is Olivia. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
Now, Olivia has chosen four items that she would like to take with her if she was stranded on a desert island, haven't you, Olivia? Now, your first item, I believe, is a song. Do you want to tell everybody what song and why?
So, my song that I would take is going to be Let It Go, because it's from the movie Frozen, because I've got a memory of it when we had like a video of my older brother Joshua. He was dancing to the song, and then
was he sensibly dancing or was he silly dancing?
It was silly dancing.
Silly dancing. Yeah, I get it.
Like the part that like Elsa changed her hair, he would like rustle his hair loads.
Did it make you laugh?
Yeah. And I was only, like, 2 or 1, and then in the middle of it, I just walked past him, just, like, I was only in my nappy.
Only in your nappy? Yeah. Right. Oh, and have you got that on video or something?
Yeah, I've got a video of it.
So if you took that song, what would kind of thoughts would...
It would, like, give me a memory of, like, my family, because, like, it was my brother, like, dancing to it.
So a nice, happy family, fun...
Yeah.
Fun memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could really belt the song out on the desert island, couldn't you? It wouldn't bother anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Quite like that idea. So I'm just moving you forward just for the microphone. Well done. Now, you've chosen a book. I know you're an avid reader, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're a good reader. So what book have you decided to take with you, Olivia?
So the book I have chosen to take with me is The School for Good and Evil, A Crystal of Time.
Oh my goodness. I don't know this one. So tell us why.
So, one, it's, like, it's really long.
Good
so
idea.
It's got, like, over 600 pages, so it'll keep me occupied.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I've not read it all yet, so it'll keep me entertained because I won't know what's happening next.
Is this the longest book you've attempted?
No, because there was another book in the series.
Oh, was it?
That was a little bit.
And do you find that with these long books, do they keep your interest right till the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like a long story to get really involved in?
Yeah.
Excellent. What are they about? Why do you like this particular series?
It's about a school, and there's like a school for good and a school for evil. And so on the first one, it was just like, so it's about two girls. And so one girl called Sophie, she thought that she was like really good. And then the girl called Agatha, like, always wore black and stuff. So she believed she was evil, but then it was the opposite way.
Oh.
So then they both got sent to the opposite school.
Right.
And
like, sounds a bit like Wicked, doesn't it? A bit like the story of Wicked, a little bit. Mm. Excellent. So are these characters in all the books in the series?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, good choice, because that'll definitely keep you amused, won't it?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're allowed, while you're reading and watching videos, to eat your very favourite meal. You could take one meal with you. What meal have you chosen?
So I chose the meal, my chicken tagliatelle, because it's like this pasta meal. And so once I made it with my dad, so it gives me the memory of my dad because I made it with him once.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quite a slow eater, especially with stuff like that. So it would take me like a long time to finish it.
So maybe by the time you finish that, you might be rescued. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you made it with Dad, which bit did you do?
Well, I was kind of doing quite a lot. Like, I was just adding, like, if I needed to add... So I didn't do, like, the chicken, but I could add, like, all the, like, herbs and stuff. Like, stir it and put the pasta in.
Lovely. And is pasta one of your favourite kind of go-to comfort meals?
Yeah.
What do you think you'd be like sort of trying new things on your desert island if you couldn't get chicken tagliatelle?
I'm a very picky eater. So
I had a feeling you might be. Yeah. So do you think that would, if you had to survive, do you think you'd be okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd do it because you had to do it. Yeah. She's not looking convinced, listeners, but I think she would. Okay, Olivia, now your final item is a luxury item.
So I would take a sleeping bag because I need, like, somewhere to sleep.
Mm.
And if, like, it will keep me warm at night because it gets really cold at night on a desert island.
I think it's a really practical choice. I mean, a lot of girls are taking teddy bears, but they're not going to do the trick, are they? So I think you've been very sensible there. Is there a particular colour or thickness of sleeping bag you've got in mind, or just, no, I'm being practical.
You said I need a sleeping
bag. I need a sleeping bag. I'm not sleeping under the stars in -4. Excellent. Now, that suggests to me that you, I don't know, I think there's a little part of you that might be quite a good castaway, do you? Or do you think you're just going to be hopeless and miss home and not eat anything?
I don't know. I might have a chance to survive. I don't know.
What would your chance be, Olivia? Just that you're quite sensible, I think.
If I had to, then I would, like, I might have to drink, like, seawater or... like eat some berries.
Eat some berries. You heard it here, parents. Get her eating berries. If she had to, she would. Olivia, I think you'd be a fantastic castaway, and I think you've chosen some really interesting items. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.